Today's music, Ich bete an die Macht der Liebe, is a popular hymn in German-speaking churches, whether they be Catholic, Protestant, or evangelical. Being a song about the power of love, people have sung this hymn for Christmas, Pentecost, worship generally, funerals, and even when bestowing Germany's highest honors upon worthy individuals. This hymn is also another example of a great composer capable of writing complex music being best remembered for a simple gem. Since this song is so well known to Russian and Ukrainian Mennonites, I will give a bit of its history. Initially, this hymn had Latin words, starting with the words Tantum Ergo, the beginning of the last two verses of the hymn Pange Lingua, written by Thomas Aquinas sometime around 1264. These words were then replaced by a text in Church Slavonic, Kol Slaven Nash Gospod, a setting of a poem by the Russian poet Mikhail Kiroshkov, which is often translated, The Greatness of Our Lord in Zion, Our Mortal Tongue Cannot Convey. Before the Russian Revolution, this melody was played every noon on the Kremlin's Carillon in Moscow. When some unknown German-speaking person replaced the Slavonic text with verses 4, 5, and 6 of Gerhard Terstegen's poem, Für dich sei ganz mein Herz und Leben, this version by the pietistic poet quickly became known throughout German-speaking lands. Bortnianski lived from 1751 to 1825. He was a contemporary of Beethoven, a Ukrainian composer, writing at the very same time groups of Mennonites were starting to immigrate to the Ukraine. Bortnianski served Catherine the Great as court composer, harpsichordist, and conductor. In those days, the harpsichordist did most of the conducting. The talented Bortnianski composed French opera, song cycles, chamber music, and more than 100 major choral compositions for the Orthodox services. None other than Tchaikovsky edited and published Bortnianski's choral music in 1882. But again, of all of his major compositions, Bortnianski is best known today for this beautiful hymn. One of the many things which frustrate hymnologists is the way hymnal committees and publishers make willful changes to poetic texts. While it is true that theological interests and sensibilities blow this way and that, with every wind of doctrine, to quote St. Paul, it leaves scholars with very messy desks indeed. I lost track of the many changes made to Terstegen's verses, and the English metrical paraphrased version by Büchner has not fared much better. So I gave up. I selected the best recording of the many available, figured out most of the textual changes, I hope, and then I simply copied out the English poetry below it from our present hymnal. I hope you will be able to ponder some of these words sometime this week, either on their own or with the music. Whether you listen in German or follow the English, God's love is portrayed tenderly, yet transcendently. The end of the first verse shows God's love as, in the German, a sea of love, or in English, love's mighty, boundless ocean. In verse 3, the New English verse bears no similarity, really, to what is sung in German. We hear the men's voices of the radio choir, Leipzig, Jörg Peter Weigel conducting.